I've asked more of IRS employees on my term than I ever did in private practice, than I ever did of my friends, or that I ever would. But I have to, because our mission is to serve this country. We take that to heart. This is my give back to the country journey, right? My dad went to war in World War II. My son deployed. By the way, one of the places, my son was at Camp Casey, which is on the border of North Korea, North and South Korea. When I mentioned the word Korea, my wife always goes, you know, I'll say, oh, my son was in Korea. And my wife goes, South Korea. Honey, you need to tell him it's South Korea. And I go, well, not a lot of U.S. military personnel are above the line. Keep in mind where she came from. There's still, in her mindset, a South Vietnam. To the United States and many other countries, there's not. There's a Vietnam. You ask my wife today where you're from. She's, Vietnamese. She has an accent. She left Vietnam at age 17. She got here at age 18. Refugee camp in between. Ninth try. Everybody, she will tell you, nobody in Houston, a lot of other communities have a lot of Vietnamese. They're not going to tell you their story, because everybody who came from Vietnam, they're going to tell you has the same story. But you ask my wife today where you're from. Los Angeles is what she's going to say. And then people kind of look at us funny, and they look to me like, help me out, like where she's from. And I'll say, Tam, they want to know where you're from. I'm from Los Angeles. This is her country. This is the country she got on a boat. Over half the people that left by boat didn't survive. This is the country she got on the boat to come to. This is the country that accepts her as equivalent of all the rest of us, right? That's what we're proud about. This is the country that accepted my father and my grandparents when they really had nowhere else to go. What do people who come here do? They do what we all do. They give back. I've been saying, you know, we grew up looking at the flag. I'm the only one in my family to go through college. And then I went to law school, and then I went to graduate law school. And my dad was like, is he going to get a job? Eastern Europeans, you work with your hands. Eastern Europeans, you work with your hands. You have a sack of potatoes under the kitchen sink. You will always be able to feed your family. That's the bar we grew up in. You come to Washington, D.C., you come to our apartment. I will show you the sack of potatoes. There's also a 25-pound sack of rice. We cover the Asian and the European continents in our place. We will always be able to feed you, but it's kind of a starchy diet. But if you follow where I'm going, what am I most proud about the last 3 years? Every IRS employee knows I have their back. We are among, if not the most diverse agency of any federal agency. We are reflective of the communities that we proudly serve. We are in the communities that we proudly serve, and we're happy to be there. During the pandemic, September of last year, we announced our multilingual project initiative. It's the tip of the iceberg. Remember, I could go through a whole list of firsts, you know, first commissioner, son or daughter, active duty, United States military, first commissioner to visit the Pentagon, first commissioner whose wife came into this country as a refugee, first commissioner to shut down the Internal Revenue Service. And that was a 3-minute thought. I didn't know what COVID was. I didn't know the depth, the extent, where it was going to go. I have 83,000 employees in 519 offices around the world. They are my family. I will not ever risk their health and safety, notwithstanding the fact that I've already led you into, I believe in this country. I love this country. I came on board because at a point in my life I could. And I brought my wife, and I brought every one of you. You know, when I'm in front of the CPA associations and whatnot, I tell them, I hear how difficult it is to be a tax professional in the filing concept, preparing returns. Morning, noon, and night, right? I was telling Maxine, my wife doesn't like me to tell her age, so I'm not going to tell it. But when you're a 57-year-old tax accountant, you shouldn't have to do an all-nighter to get a tax return prepared and filed, right? This is a complex system. But professionals help other professionals. Professionals help the federal agency that is assigned this task. The employees understand the importance of our mission. I kind of shy from the word mission because that's, you know, the mission statement, that this, it becomes a cliche. It's not a cliche for us. We are very proud to be in the role that we're in. And when I talk about the flag, I mean it. I love this country. I think we all should love this country. If you're in doubt, leave the country for a while. Come home. Tell me how you feel when you get to your home airport. Tell me how you feel when you see a flag at the home airport. Tell me how you feel when you see a U.S. military person walk by in uniform, let alone in a dress uniform, carrying the flag of the United States of America on their shoulder. Right? You love this country. It's not perfect, but it's the greatest country on earth. My son served at Camp Casey, which when he was there, somebody explained to me is the tripwire. Proudly, there's 37 camps along that border that carry the U.S. flag. The people in South Korea know why there is a South Korea, because that flag is along that border. Not a lot of people are going to trust that flag or test that flag, right? When I talk in terms of my wife, I didn't think anybody could be more patriotic than us, because my dad, Ray, I have a brother who's 16 months older, and we knew at age 13, when it's our chance to give back to the country, we will give back to the country. And in the context of the Vietnam War,